This week on Don't Miss the Bus, the boys head to India. Mark tells us why Rajasthan is his favourite place in India. Rory talks about his favourite Indian book. And Mark also reveals what happens after you eat street food.
I'm Rory Kerr.
And I'm Mark Fay.
This is the podcast where two tour guides reflect on 15 years of travel to 7 continents and over 120 countries. Each episode we'll be focusing on a country from both a tour guide and a backpacker's perspective. We are no experts, but our hilarious and often bizarre stories will keep you informed on the do's, the don'ts, and the hidden melons that will surely get you excited for your next big adventure.
Rory, we've traveled around the whole world, and here we are in India.
Wow, wow, wow.
Here we are. Actually, officially, the Republic of India. So we probably all know India has a massive population. Do you know what it sits at currently right now? A rough guess. Do you think it's above a billion?
Yes.
It is. It's 1.36 billion people.
And it's due to overtake China, isn't it?
Oh, I think China's a fair bit ahead
1.6.
of that. 1.6. Yeah, China's 1.4 or something like that, but it's a lot. The capital city, of course, is New Delhi. And something quite interesting about India that you may find, Rory, I found this pretty interesting, that it has the seventh, well, that physically, it's the seventh largest country in the world.
Really?
Mm.
Well, my interesting little fact about India is that it has the second largest English-speaking population in the world.
Not surprised.
Only 10% of their population, but because of so many people, 125 million people speak English.
Not surprised.
What's the first?
Don't know.
The US.
US, okay. Yeah.
They speak English. Got more than 120 million. Pretty obvious. But anyway, what's your experience, Mark, in India?
I had about a month in India.
Yeah.
And it would have been about... it would have been about 5 years ago, and I went at a very unique time.
In what way?
And I don't think you even know this. So I went at a time where India was changing its currency. Have I told you about this?
No.
So, sorry, not changing their currency. They were changing their banknote. So they were getting rid of, I think it was the 10,000 rupee or the 5,000 rupee or 20,000 rupee, whatever it was, and changing it to a new banknote, and it caused chaos. For the Indian listeners right now, you know what I'm talking about. Getting money out of the ATM machine, you were limited to about $15 a day.
Okay.
Bear in mind, I'm backpacking, and bear in mind, India is a cash-driven society.
Yeah.
I was living, trying to get by on $15 a day, which I know to a lot of people, you think of India, oh, that should be okay. Not when you live the high life like me.
You live the high life, do you?
I'm like a princess, and you know that. So I had to sort of downgrade some of my purchases, including some of my accommodation standards. So I was actually staying in hostels, quite literally, were about $2 or $3 a night. But I think they warranted the price.
Yeah,
they were a bit grubby.
And was India long and a month in India long enough?
It was long enough for me, yeah. So I started in, I flew into Mumbai. I left you in Zanzibar, I think it was.
It was after Africa you left.
It was after Africa and I flew to India. I flew into Bombay or Mumbai. I messed up my ticket. And by that, I didn't realize.
Surprise, surprise.
I didn't realize you needed a visa to get into India and I didn't actually plan a visa.
Hope that's in your top three tips for our listeners.
So I got to the airport ready to fly and they said, mate, if you don't have a visa, you can't enter the country. So I had to go back to Zanzibar, spend 3 days, do a fast track visa. And then where I was meant to spend 4 days in Mumbai, I spent half a day. So I got to the airport and I said to the taxi driver, can you show me around? Take me on a tour. 4 hour tour, I'll pay you $50, take me all around India,
All around
Mumbai.
India, jeez, that's good $50.
And he gave me a pretty good tour. So I saw the gateway, I saw a few of the temples, a few of the nice little shopping districts. After I left there, I then flew to Delhi and I went to see where Gandhi was murdered, which is pretty cool. You can actually retrace the steps of where he got assassinated. And then from there, I went to Agra, which is, of course, famous for the most famous site you're going to see in India. And that's, of course,
Agra.
Or the Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal. All that.
And the Taj Mahal was wonderful. Spent a bit of time there. And then I flew then to Goa. And you've probably heard of Goa.
Beach destination.
Famous for their beach destinations. Also very famous for their Russian population.
Oh, really?
So you'll find that there's a lot more written in Russian than there is in the Indian language. What's the Indian language, Rory?
There's lots of Indian dialects.
Trick question.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah. So you'll see Russian everywhere in Goa. Big tourist destination, but well worth visiting. And Rory, I got to be honest, I had an absolutely wonderful time in India.
Enjoyed it.
The only thing that I would probably do different is maybe travel with somebody. I traveled on my own.
All by myself. Don't want to be.
So that would be the only thing, just because there's a plenty to do with people on your own. Yeah, there's hostels. Yeah, there's places you can meet people. But yeah, I'd probably recommend travel with somebody. But what about you? You haven't been to India.
Whoa, Mark. I enjoy my Indian foods. I used to live near Brick Lane in London, and I have read the Encyclopedia of India, Shantaram, the book. Now, I would ask you the question, have you read it? Because it's like a Bible to any backpacker that
love
goes
reading
through India.
Love reading.
But I know you don't, and I know there's no movie out yet.
So what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying, I pretty much have been to India because I've read that book. That's what I'm trying to say. So I know all about it. No, if you're going to India, definitely pick up that book. It's about an Australian man, loosely based on a true story, that breaks out of prison, goes over and works in the Indian slums, and goes on a bit of an adventure. It's an epic, epic story. It is a bit of a mission to get through, but well worth it.
I think they made a movie about that.
No, they didn't.
Slumdog Millionaire?
No.
That was
different
something
movie.
Else. That
different
was something movie. Else. One of my favorites. Yahoo! Okay, go ahead.
<Do-do-do-do-dun>.
That was the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire thing. Anyway, sorry, Rory, you were saying.
Bust my head in. Oi, bruv, I'm going to bust your head in.
What busts your head in?
Boom, 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 boom.
If I have to hear one more beep.
Is that a bus?
Everywhere you go, you hear beeping. Cars, motorcycles, buses, you name it. The nights where I couldn't sleep, all I was hearing was beeping, beeping, beeping. You get over it after a while.
So bring earplugs.
Bring earplugs or stay in the more quiet places of India if you can find a quiet place in India.
Probably have to spend more than $3 a day to stay somewhere a bit more.
Absolutely. And it's chaotic. It's just everywhere you go. Look, it's beautiful. There's so much to do, so much to see. But I tell you what, it is a busy country. Love it. But oh my God, Rory, it's noisy. And the other thing that busts my head in is there is a massive divide between the rich and the poor. Massive divide. So you were speaking before about the education. You're speaking about how good the English is. Absolutely in the people that have money, but the people that don't have money. So the street, the vendors on the street, hardly any of them, if any, can speak English.
Yeah.
And I think that's disappointing for the country.
Do you think it's the class system that was implemented during the British rule? Is that still alive and kicking?
Well, that ended, 1947?
The British rule, but is that class system that was implemented still there?
It could be, but there's still a ton of corruption in the Indian government. So I don't know. Look, I don't know the answer, and I don't think it's going to change tomorrow. But look, it's a very obvious and distinctive feature when you go to India. You see who's got the money and you see who doesn't. Very clear.
Oh, look, I haven't been. What would annoy me? You need to be ready to lose your personal space. People are everywhere. They're up in front of you. They're on top of you. Just get ready for it. That's true.
Rory, I was on a bus. I was going, so I was in Rajasthan.
Yeah.
I was traveling around Rajasthan. I was going from Jaipur to Jodhpur. And I was on this bus. I think it was a 2-hour, 3-hour bus ride, whatever it was. I had literally Indian people all around me, which is normal, you know, all packed on the buses. But you know the other thing they do if you're not an Indian person? They just stare. I had one gentleman on the bus who literally just stared at me for 3 hours on the bus. Stared at me the whole time. He would look down just to maybe scratch his face, and then he'd look back up at me.
Do you think it was because you weren't Indian or because you were so white?
So attractive.
So white. So,
white so and attractive. White. Look, he probably hadn't seen beauty like mine before, and that makes sense.
Beauty.
And that would explain why you stare at me. Why are you staring at me right now?
Because there's nowhere else to look. We're in a shoebox. There's a place. Where else am I meant to look? Beep, 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 beep. It's time to ride that bus.
Eyes forward, pens down, ride the bus quiz.
Mark, you're the quiz master today. Gonna bring it home strong. Have never been to India, but I'm ready for your question. Hit me with them.
Okay, Rory. So we know India has a ton of mosques. That's an obvious thing, all right? And there's a lot of people in India. That's an obvious thing we've already spoken about. But Rory, are you gonna hop on or hop off the bus? There is over 500,000 mosques in India. It's a lot of mosques.
Over. Hop on.
You think there's 500,000 or more?
Yeah.
Should have hopped off.
How many?
300,000.
Oh.
I mean, to be fair, I would have probably hopped off. I would have thought there would have been maybe less than 100,000, to be honest, personally.
With the amount of population.
Irrelevant. I still wouldn't have thought there'd be that many mosques. That's a lot of mosques. But then again, the size of the country is, what do we say, the seventh biggest? The population?
Second biggest.
Question number two. 70% of all the world's spices comes from India. We know they like their spices.
Oh, I thought it was something like 90%. Are you saying 70% or over?
70% or over.
Hop on.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Very famous for the spices. Well, you go around all the markets and there's markets everywhere. It's not like you just go 20 kilometers and there's the next market. It's quite literally just about almost every kilometer there's a market. Seriously, it's everywhere. They have those bins of just spices and
did you eat any of the street food?
Oh, absolutely.
It was good? You didn't get sick?
Yeah, got a little bit sick.
Would you recommend to go for it?
I would recommend for the taste. But probably not the aftermath, okay. If you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was, very tasty. I got excited. I said to myself, don't eat the street food. Don't eat the street food. Day one. What's the first thing I did?
Street food.
Oh, I didn't see a sink where they clean the dishes. But I didn't care. I was like, that looks good, man. Worth it. All right. Rory, the name India derives from the river Indiamas.
I'm hopping off.
Correct. It actually derives from the river Indus.
Indus.
Yeah, so a river that runs through India. So
of course it does.
We all know River Indus.
Indus.
Would you think it would be a good idea, Rory, to go swimming in the rivers in India?
No, because they burn dead bodies. They wash cows in there.
They wash themselves in there.
They go to the toilet in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's
they probably wash their dishes before they serve their street food on it in those rivers.
Yeah. Okay. Rory, India has the world's second largest military. And I'll even give you a statistic.
Hop on.
You don't want the statistic?
No, it's hop on.
Are you sure it's not the first?
Hop on.
It's the second. Well done. Tried to get you off the scent.
The US has the biggest.
Yeah, India second.
They also had the biggest voluntary army during World War II.
Yep.
They went and fought with the Allies.
Well, currently there's an active 1.39 million troops.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking about signing up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I just want to fit in.
So that's 3 out of 4.
3 out of 4. You're doing well?
For a country I've never been to, I'm doing extremely well.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
No, you're doing very well. The last question I have for you, Rory. Checkers. You know the game Checkers.
Yep.
That originated from India. It was invented in India.
There was a couple of... Didn't they invent chess too? I'm going to hop on.
You were half right. You should have hopped off. It was chess.
Chess.
I tried to trick you. And also snakes and ladders. That also originated there. They do like their games, but very much so chess, the world's game.
So you're giving me half a point for that?
I'm telling you, good effort. You get nothing.
3.5 melons. We split it in half. I'm taking it.
Local legend. Fast five.
It's time for our local legend. For Mark, who's going to be our local legend?
We have somebody with a name, Rory, that is just one to die for. If I was to be born again, I would love to be called this name. His name is Love. How cool would it be to be called Love?
Love.
Wouldn't that be great? Like,
all you need is love. Love.
Hey, Love, pass us the sugar. It's great. Love. His name actually is Love Preet. And did you know that Preet in Indian, according to Love Preet, I could be wrong, actually means love. So technically his name is...
So it's Love Squared.
Love.
Love Squared.
So Love Preet is going to give us a bit of information about his wonderful country. Very passionate Indian man. And I hope you really enjoy this chat that I had with Love Preet. I actually am very nervous today because this is the first time that I've had somebody in front of me that I'm interviewing. And I'm so lucky because it happens to be the most handsome man, not just in Darwin and Australia, but in the whole of India and Australia combined. Love Preet, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Thanks for a lovely introduction. So thanks for honoring me as one of the most handsome men in Australia.
Would you like to give the same compliment to me or not?
Are you already handsome, man? You got already honored in most handsome man in Fremantle, Western Australia.
So Love Preet, you and I know each other because we have worked with each other.
Yep.
And we've known each other, not actually for that long of a time, but I know you've been very passionate about India.
Yep.
So we're here to learn a little bit more about your wonderful country. So if you would indulge us in chatting about India, that would be wonderful. So India, I want to know first of all, Love Preet, what is some type of food to expect in India? Because you love your food.
Yeah.
Love Preet, I don't think I ever see you without food in your hand. Literally.
Yeah. So for Indian, they love their food. Yeah. So Indian, we love eating. In India, so you expect different variety of food, wide variety of food there. So every 100 kilometer, you will see the different taste with different cuisine. So there are 29 provinces or states in India. Every state has their own cuisine to define themselves.
Wow.
So that state I belong to is the north of India. It's the Punjab. So we have the makki ki roti with sarsonga saag. People locally know what that is, but it's very popular as well. So it's the makki ki roti is the corn bread. Bread with made of corn, and other is the sarsonga saag is the mustard peas taste with, and also you will get the and complement drink, which is the lassi. So it's also a buttermilk. So that's
buttermilk.
Buttermilk. It tastes really good if you go there and you will try. It's one of the best in you will get.
Love Preet. I love butter. I love milk. It makes sense.
Yeah.
So, is it every part of India? Do they have different spices and different ways they cook the meat and everything?
So every, as I mentioned, there's 29 provinces.
Yeah.
So every state have their own different taste, different food, different people.
And which province or which part of India is most known for its cuisine? Because when you think of Australia, probably Melbourne, Victoria, Sydney.
So I will not brag for this, but for mostly we known for this one. Like all tastes are good, all foods are good, but even Punjab, that's very known for eating. So we prefer eating for everything. We know in India, even from outside the India, so we known for our eating. We have very popular restaurant. We call it Daba. Dal Makhani, if you know about Dal Makhani, that's very popular as well in Punjab. Yeah.
So Love Preet.
So I'm not bragging, but it's true.
Where you're from has the best food. It has the best looking men. It has the best clothes. Love Preet, get over yourself, okay? This is not what we're running here in this podcast. So can you tell us a little bit about the street food?
Oh, yes.
Very famous street food.
So, yes, the street food is very popular in India, actually. And the Mexican street food is also popular, I say. But if you go to India, you will going to see street food everywhere. Like I said, I belong to a very small city, actually. It's not small in comparison to Australia, but small in India. It's like a huge variety of street food, and I love the street food. And it's a national street food, I can say. Dosa is also very popular, masala dosa. And one is the pani puri, and also we call locally known as Golgappa. It's just tastes so good, actually. I don't know how to explain that. It's lack of word I'm feeling now, but it's really popular there. And what else you can recommend is the Golgappa. Again, it's chaat. It's a local name there, so you wanna see there. Chaat is very popular.
What type of food is it? Is it like pork? Is it beef?
Nah, it's mostly vegetarian. It's all vegetarian. Like, India is known for their vegetarian food, man. Like, if you're gonna taste in anywhere else, you will make a chicken, beef, pork, but I know India, but it's mostly people are vegetarian, so you will try when I see one of the best vegetarian food in the world.
Really?
Yeah, so yeah.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Paneer tikka. Yeah, it's a lot of food there, man. It's one of the most strange for you, maybe, but if you get chance, you may try here as well, but it's not gonna get the same taste. Street food ice cream with garam gulab jamun. If you know the gulab jamun, it's a hot one, it's a hot gulab jamun. So if you mix both, one scoop of ice cream with one garam gulab jamun, that's fucking really good for I love that one. If you get a chance to try it, my favorite dessert. Actually, I'm still missing after 5 years in Australia, still miss that one. When I go back there, I will try it again. Yeah.
So, Love Pre, what else is like a little bit unique and strange and different about India that you'd like to tell our listeners?
So I will also say that when we was young, I'm still young, actually. I'm 25 now, gonna 25 next month. And other thing I like...
And single.
Yeah. Single for now. So other thing, unique practice we follow is the elders should be treated with marked respect. Yeah, so we respect our elders. So, and young person is supposed to bow down and touch the elders' feet, their parents' feet, or their grandparents for their blessings. So we all the time we do, like when I'm leaving my house for school or anything, always get the blessing from elders by touching their feet.
Really? Yeah. The top of their feet?
Just on the feet, on the bottom of the feet. Yeah, top anyway, of the feet, yeah. So it's just the sign of, symbol of respecting your parents and any other older people, elder people there.
Wow. So,
yeah, these things we follow, actually, and it's from the core of our heart.
Good on you, man.
So this is the practice I never see anywhere else in the world. People, anybody who just touching the feet of their elders.
So will you be doing that on the way out when I leave? Because I'm a few years older than you, so will you be touching my feet?
Yeah, I supposed to. Yeah, so this is the one I say. Another thing I'd say, like, the feet and shoes are considered dirty when you entering any temple or any religious or sacred place in India. So you're supposed to wash your feet, your hand, and also you need to remove your shoes. So this is one I will want to mention, because there's so many temples that you will gonna see in India, and so many poplars are there as well. If you have enough time, I should recommend you to check it that places. So that's a unique and historic places out there. So when you're visiting those places, so you should know before entering that place that you're gonna wash your hand and feet.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's some good advice there.
Yeah. And also, if somebody pass over you and walk over you, if you're sitting or lying, trip over you or walk over you, then it's believed that the person will not grow their height after that. Yeah, it's this weird thing. I don't know why it's just a mythology.
Is that if somebody's in your way, you can't walk
like
over
if
them?
Like, person is sitting on a bed or even on a chair or just on a floor and you just walk on it. And it is just a mythology that if you've done this and it's offensive to the person will not grow their actual height they're supposed to do. I don't know why is that.
Do you know what? When I was in India, all I was doing was walking over people. And I wondered why I stopped growing after my trip to India. So that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, I don't know. And other things they have, like, so we oftenly, like, last time I mentioned that the boys or male, they oftenly shake hands, they hug each other and holding hands. Yes. This is a very normal practice that we follow, but
yeah.
And when I came up here in Western countries, feel like they are like homosexual. It's not like that, but in India, it's just very normal.
It's a normal practice to touch each other, show affection.
Yeah.
Love, Preet, anytime you want to hug me, kiss me, caress me, I'm here for you. You know that.
We don't kiss, by the way, we just That's it.
Well, you know what we do here in Australia. So you're in Australia, my man. You do my practices as well. What are some hidden places or something that we must visit when we're in India?
We have a hill area, we have plateau, we have desert, and we have national parks there. So for me, I consider you just visit the East India. It's very less known for many people. Not like if you ask any foreigners, they usually visit Rajasthan.
Oh, yeah, always.
Or Goa, maybe.
Goa, Bombay.
Bombay. So these are the places they know. But I believe if you visit the East India, like Sikkim, Manipur, Meghalaya, so one of the beautiful places you can see there. Beautiful natural diversity, less people, less noise.
Less noise? Because all I heard the whole time was
more clean. More clean. Yes.
It was beep, beep.
Yeah,
beep.
That. So if you're visiting, especially Bombay, it's like, it's fucking very so many people. There's, in Australia, we have 25 million people. Yeah, but in Bombay alone, in Mumbai, what we call now Mumbai, it's just 27 million people. And I'm not sure if you can correct, but I can extend it to 30 million. It's around 30 million people there.
And you being from India, is it normal just having people all around you the whole time and hearing these noises?
Yeah, it's
so true. Has it been strange coming to Australia, leaving India? Like going to a place which is very quiet and very relaxed.
I actually love it. That's what I want. So, my family, we live in one small town. We have also a small town house.
Yeah.
So when we need a quietness, we got a farmhouse. We just go there. So it's
perfect.
Nobody there. So we got a huge land. So but actually, I grew up in city. It's like fucking so much traffic.
Crazy.
Even if it's a small city. But it's not small like the army, no. Yeah, it's still a 1 million people in that city. It's a small city.
So that leads me to my next question. What would you say is the worst part about living in India? Like, what's something bad about living in India?
So the only thing I've mentioned here is that the cleanliness and pollution.
Yeah.
So that's I really hate about this. So that's the thing we show to the other people. If we have a cleanliness, so we can promote more tourism, people will enjoy more there.
Yeah.
And also we can avoid many diseases that because of cleanliness or pollution that spread many diseases. So that's the reason I say we need to work on, government should need to work on pollution and especially people as well. So they have to look after their streets and others places as their home or their houses where they live. So that's a thing I would mention.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah, I
probably would agree with that.
Yeah.
I found it a bit inconsistent. There were some areas that were really clean and then others were really dirty.
Yeah, very dirty. Yeah.
If you could make it kind of meet in the middle with most of the country, it would be...
Yeah, that's the thing I mentioned, the east side. I've never been there. I've been in south side. I've been in north. I've been in middle of India. But in east, I've never been there. So I would like to go there. Because that's the thing. I believe in my point of view, it's very more clean.
Yeah.
Sides of India.
You know what's ironic, Lovebreed, is you're talking about having and wanting more cleanliness and a bit more organization. I was in your room 5 minutes ago, and I could probably say to you, you could use a little bit of your own advice, my man.
Oh, man. I was actually very busy from last few days.
I don't want to hear an excuse, okay? Hey, but what I want to hear, Lovebreed, is what is the best thing about living in India? What's the best things about your beautiful country?
Oh, culture, man. It's culture. It's rich in culture, rich in diversity, rich in festivals. Actually, we have a lot of festivals. India is known for their festivals. So I will not be ashamed of saying that every day is a new festival. It's now this time, I mean, in October, or next month is November. So this is the time of festival, like from October, November, December, and January is full of festivals, man. Like 4th November, like after 4 days of biggest festival, maybe you know about that, Diwali.
Yes.
So that's a festival.
Even somebody uncool like me knows about that festival.
Yeah, yeah. It's Festival of Lights. That's going to be after 4 days. It's a big festival, most famous festival in the world as well. Yeah.
So, and are there big music festivals regularly, like concerts and things like that, or not? Because when I think of India, I don't think of big music kind of parties like everywhere else in the world. Do you have a lot of that in India?
Nah. music, we have a music culture a lot, but we don't need an excuse to play music. We don't need a festival to play music, actually. So we can, without any excuse, we can play music. Yeah.
Play
so
music
we oh, we don't have noise pollution. We don't follow the guidelines of noise pollution.
Hey, what about getting around? If you're going from festival to festival or province to province, what's a public transport like?
India is like known for their railway lines, actually. Railway, one of the biggest there, so you can access from one place to another place easily with the railway.
Mm-hmm.
And we got plenty of airlines there, cheap. It's not very expensive there. It's a affordable airlines there, so you can go one city to another city, which is easy access. And also we have public transport there, so it's, yeah.
And it's good priced as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's good price for you guys for sure if you're spending in dollars.
Yeah.
So yeah, but maybe it's not good for many people living down there. Living in India, but I think it's affordable for me as well. So,
and do you pay cash or do you pay with your credit card? Is it mostly cash? Because I remember when I was there, credit cards weren't a big thing.
Yeah, now it's getting digital actually. So,
is that?
Yeah, it's now like government policy to bring everything digital. So, but still, it's not very effective, I'd say.
Yeah.
But you can, if you're using the airlines or railway, you're buying something online, you can get. Hey, digital, yeah,
and it's becoming real digital,
yeah, like
yeah.
On many things, like which is the national stuff, you can pose like buying tickets,
yeah.
So you can pay on credit cards, but if you're buying something from the local shop, then probably you have to pay cash,
yeah, yeah. And there's markets everywhere,
yeah, markets
and all
everywhere.
The streets,
street
is markets, and you barter with people to get a cheaper price. You know, my favorite thing was when I used to go, every time I was waiting for the bus or the train,
mm-hmm.
they would have chai tea available.
Oh, yeah. So
what?
That's very popular as well.
Everywhere.
Yeah, chai is the national beverage, I can
oh.
say. So it's very, I also recommend you try the masala chai in India. So it's very popular.
Masala chai.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
That actually leads me to my last question for you. What advice would you give to somebody traveling to your country? If you could just give one piece of advice, or two, or three, what would it be?
I say get ready for...
Why are you laughing? Is something you got something cheeky you're about to say?
No, I said like just get ready for all smelling or testing all your senses, like your nose, ears.
Yeah.
Make sure like if you belong to this some place that even Australia is very less noisy, so get ready for your ears for listening the loud music, their loud noises. And also I advise you to don't carry much cash. That's just, yeah, you don't need, no need to carry much cash, actually.
What do you mean by that? Why wouldn't you carry much cash?
Yeah.
Are you going to steal it from people? Like,
yeah.
What is it? Why do you always look at my wallet? Every time I put it down, you look
like... Oh, you don't have a wallet, man. Stop lying. Yeah, the reason is if you're carrying a lot of money, even anywhere in the world, it's attract people,
yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
it's the open for everyone that people can steal from you. So that's the reason I said recommend you guys. So if somebody's traveling in India, don't carry much cash, just limited is fine. So don't need to show off. Yeah. So what else I can recommend you guys? Like if people traveling in India, yeah, it's a great place to be. Also, I recommend you to go make sure you have enough time to see all those places. It's just not a 1 week trip or 2 week trip. I recommend you at least 6-7 weeks at least.
6-7 weeks.
Yeah, at
good
least.
Love, pray.
At least.
Nah.
It's just at least for me. If you really want to see the everything, like it's, I won't deny that it's one of the diverse country you can see. Now we're promoting diversity in everywhere.
Yeah.
Like Australia is a good example of that. It's an egalitarian society, and it's a diverse country. But you can see India is from like centuries years ago, like.
The forts and the temples.
500
yeah.
centuries ago.
No, no, I completely agree with
yeah.
you. The diversity is insane. And you know what, Lovepreet? If there was more Lovepreets in the world like there is in India, it'd be a much better place. So, Lovepreet, it has been a pleasure getting to interview face-to-face. As I said, I was a bit nervous. You made me nervous.
Thanks for having me, man.
So, thanks very much, Lovepreet.
No,
and I love you, man. I love you.
Thank you. Love you too, man.
Did somebody say DMTB top three?
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, what have you got for our DMTB top three tips for India?
So top three tips. Okay. there's quite a few tips I've got for you. First of all, it comes back to what we were saying before about the street food. I would try to avoid it, okay? There are plenty of nice Indian restaurants, very clean restaurants, good hygiene standards, and you're not paying a whole lot more than what you pay on the street. Okay, the street food is very, very cheap, but so are the restaurants. Eat in the restaurants, sit down, you've got good hygiene standards for the most part, and you're probably a lot less likely to get sick. So I'd recommend do that. So eat in the restaurants and get online, check out which restaurants are best recommended. And if you know an Indian person, let them show you around. Let them take you to the real good Indian places. And if they can even cook for you using their home spices, that's tip number one. Tip number two comes back to what I was saying before. Rory, carry cash.
Carry cash. Cash is king.
Don't go to India with a credit card, all right? Well, go with a credit card, but you're going to find you're going to hardly use it. It's a cash-driven society. US dollars, yes, you can pay for things in US dollars, but definitely use their local currency. Do you know what the local currency is?
Rupees.
Absolutely. Use the rupees. And always check the conversion rate. Like, literally, have your phone with you. When they tell you how much a price is, double-check it. Because sometimes there are people and places that will sting you. And when I say sting you, I mean sting you. So where you pay, say, for some chai tea on the street, should be 20, 50 cents maximum. They could charge you $5, for instance.
But they can see you coming from a mile away with that white skin. So they're like, ching, 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 ching.
I'm noticing the white skin is the theme of this season two. Are people getting angry by my white skin? Am I offending
it's just
people?
Extremely white.
Is it sexy?
Of course, Matt. Of course.
That's all I needed to hear. And tip number three, Kerbox. And this is probably my biggest tip for India. Wonderful country. So much to see. You can go to Calcutta. You can go to North Goa, South Goa, Agra, Delhi. You can go all over the place. You can go to Mumbai. You can go lots of different places. If you've got a short period of time, there's only one place you should go. Rajasthan.
Why is that?
Rajasthan. It's the most authentically Indian place that I went and that a lot of people that were in my situation, tourists, went to. Yes, you can go to really authentic Indian places, but you're not going to be, you're not, it is good to go to places that do also cater for tourists as well. You don't want just a place where you're 100% immersed
yourself. It's a nice balance.
It's a nice balance. You get the Indian, but you also get sort of the tourist-friendly places as well. So as you said, it's a wonderful balance. So Jaipur, Jodhpur were two of my favorite places to go.
Did you see the blue city in Jodhpur?
Of course.
That's on my list of
it's
things.
It's all painted blue.
Looks incredible.
It's pretty nice. Yeah. It's not that I'm lying a little bit when I say the whole of it's painted blue, but large proportions of it are.
Yeah.
And certainly, Rory, just make sure when you go to Rajasthan or across India, go to the forts. The most famous one's the Red Fort, yep. But there's a lot of really good forts to go to. And Rory, walk with your feet.
Walk with your feet?
Yep. You don't need to hire a bicycle. Well, you can walk with your hands. You can hand walk if you want. Walk with your feet. Don't walk with your hands on a pedal and use a motor. Walk and you're going to see plenty. And the people of India are so friendly. And because, for instance, me, who stands out a little bit, they love to say hello. They're extremely friendly people. But just be careful because I look different, for instance. They will sometimes try to take you for a bit of a ride.
Yeah. The forts do look incredible. I went on to Atlas Obscura and did a bit of research. There's a place called Palace of the Winds. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that? Did you get to see it?
I didn't see it, but I know about it.
Screen porches. It looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
Jaisalmer Fort, giant sandcastle fort. There's Jal Mahal, yep. Which is half underwater, which is really impressive looking. Those are things that I would love to see. But Atlas Obscura shows all different weird and wonderful things in a place, and it was full of forts and castles and impressive architecture in India. The other two things that I'd love to see in India is at the Dabwalas in Mumbai. And that's the largest connection of fast food. They cook food at home and then they're sent off to the offices.
Yep.
And there's like thousands and thousands of these lunches. And they've got this system that they know where that lunch needs to go.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Like in a takeaway kind of takeaway
like a container. Silver container sort of thing. And then the other thing that I saw was, do you know that they've got giant rainbow squirrels in India?
Giant rainbow squirrels.
You never seen this?
I've got a pet one, actually, so I know them very well.
Seriously, Google it, and they're these giant squirrels, but they look like somebody's got a spray can and just spray canned them. They're
Have they actually sprayed them?
And yellow, maybe. Come to India. We've got these giant rainbow squirrels.
We've got these zebra elephants as well. They're fabulous.
They could have. Yeah. That looked awesome.
Yeah. And do you want to go to India? Is it on the bucket list?
It's definitely on the bucket list.
Yeah.
Some people say to me, before you go to India, go to Sri Lanka, and it's a nice stepping stone into India.
Yeah.
So if you don't know if the intensity of people being everywhere,
perfect word.
Sri Lanka is maybe that stepping stone before going to India. I think throw me in it. Let's see how we go.
I think that word you just used, intense, is a good way to describe the country. Even Indian people would be happy to call themselves that. It's an intense country. So if you're if you're not prepared for loud noises, if you're not prepared for a bit of craziness, certainly well worth going to, Rory, and let's hope you get there at some stage when the world returns to normal. I'll take you on an elephant ride. How does that sound?
Elephant ride with stripes.
An elephant ride with pink and black stripes. How does that
sound? Sounds good.
Wowee, Rory, that is definitely our best episode yet. If you enjoy that episode, please subscribe to Don't Miss the Bus on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts from so you never miss an episode. And please follow us and like us on Facebook and on Instagram. And we're also on Patreon too. Please also don't forget to rate, review, and tell all of your friends so they can also jump on the magical school bus of the Don't Miss the Bus podcast. Happy travels!